KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As the new chair of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska was one of the featured speakers at the National Congress of American Indians Winter Session in Washington, D.C. this week. As KNBA's Rhonda McBride tells us, she encouraged tribes to stand up for their rights.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's worried about President Trump's executive orders to shut down programs that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. She says the administration must not be allowed to apply these initiatives to tribes.
This is a different category altogether, folks.
Murkowski says this needs to be made clear to the new administration.
The federal government is charged with moral obligations of the highest responsibility and trust towards Native Indian tribes. And it's that trust responsibility that we're talking about here.
Murkowski told the group she's encouraged by a directive from the Interior Department that says the president's DEI initiatives do not override the department's pre-existing legal obligations to tribes. But the senator says she does appreciate the administration's desire to make government more efficient.
But how we achieve it matters.
Murkowski says, above all, the administration needs to follow the law. The senator drew the most reaction from the crowd when she compared the current political climate to boating in the rough seas of Southeast Alaska, when it's not easy to find safe harbor.
I think we got people vomiting off both sides of the boat, and it's just kind of tumultuous now. So,
Murkowski says she's heard that some tribes have had trouble accessing their federal money. She encouraged them to contact her Indian Affairs Committee so it can keep track. The senator also noted that the president's Department of Government Efficiency should look to tribes and their success in using tribal compacts, a self-governance mechanism that has saved the federal government millions of dollars. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
Representative Sharice Davids of Kansas and Melanie Stansberry and Teresa Legere-Fernandez of New Mexico sent a letter this week to U.S. Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum, raising concerns about Indian education. In the letter, they outlined their opposition of the president's order, expanding educational freedom and opportunity for families. They're concerned it would dismantle the Bureau of Indian Education. The lawmakers wrote the U.S. government has both trust and treaty responsibilities to provide tribal education services, led by the Bureau of Indian Education under the Department of the Interior. The lawmakers say the BIE administers funds for hundreds of schools and programs, and for Native communities, there are few to no other options. The lawmakers are urging Burgum to engage in tribal consultation and ensure that BIE programs are fully funded. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been sworn in as the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees the Indian Health Service. Kennedy has promised to elevate Indian health in the agency. During his confirmation hearing, he committed to addressing Indian health care.
I'm going to bring in a Native at the Assistant Secretary level. I'd like to get him actually designated as a Assistant Secretary for the first time in American history. Ensure that all of the decisions that we make in our agency are conscious of their impacts on the First Nations.
In a social media post, the IHS said it looks forward to working with Kennedy with its effort to strengthen healthcare services, expand access, and improve health outcomes for American Indian and Alaska Native communities. The IHS provides health services to more than 2 million American Indians and Alaska Natives in 37 states. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing millions of dollars of scholarships to Native students every year. Applications are accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org or by phone at 800-766-FUND.
DT Track, your healthcare partner, provides access to a nationwide network of qualified healthcare temporary staff, including medical billing professionals that optimize your revenue cycles. More at dt-track.com who support this show.
All right, a little bit of Native Voice One News.
The Native American Radio
now
Network.
We are getting ready. We have our very own Amy Mack on the sidelines up at the Sandpoint School, ready to bring you Rookies and Lady Eagles basketball. This will be the last game, or our last home game, for the Eagles until they go to state. Let's hope. Please stay tuned. We've got Aerosmith right here. And after this game is over, we'll go live to King Cove with the T-Jacks and the Eagles. Aerosmith, Walk This Way.
Missing on the free throw. For
shot. No good. All right, second. That's good. 4-1. Rookies. Vinny. Ray takes it down. Foul call on Misty. Passing in. Murray takes it in. Over to Cadence. Goes up with it. No good. Eagles with the rebound. Morgan driving ball. Rookies with the steal. Mary up for three. No good. Back room. Passes along. Pass down. Nine-point ball. Precious pass it into Charlotte. Rookies with the tip to our bounce. 7-point ball. Has it to Misty. Mid-range shot, no good. Rookies with the rebound. Mary taking it down. Jump ball, Eagles ball. Morgan takes it down. Shot takes it in. Puts up, no good. Into the paint. Goes up to kick. Gets a foul. Ella will be shooting too. Great shot, no good. 4-1. 4 minutes left of the first quarter. Second one, no good. Misty taking it down. Rivera with the steal. Takes it down. Passes. Passes off the foot, out to Rivera for three. In and out, no good. Shot takes it down and pass to Misty. Over to Morgan. Precious drives it in, passes it out. Passes out to Charlotte. Into, tries to pass it into the paint, but still stolen by rookies. Jose Rivera on top of the key. Eagles with the steal. Charlotte takes it in. No good. Catch the ball. Four to four. Mary takes it to the corner over to Tia. Goes up for it. Timeout called by the Eagles. Morgan takes it down. Passes over the corner and missed it into Precious. A travel called on San Juan. Larry will take it down. Passes over the deer. Passes into the pit. Out to Tia. The defense played by side point. They're gonna get out of bounds. Has into Ella. Into Ella. Goes off with it. No good. Side point ball. Morgan taking it down. Passes over to Charlotte, into Mia, goes up with it. Mary will take it down, over to Jada, passes over to Mary. Over to Tia. Stolen by Misty. She takes it down. Passes over to Morgan. Over to Misty in the corner. She goes in. Ella has the ball. Top 3-point line, passes into Jada, out of bounds. Eagles ball. Morgan, Misty passes into Morgan. Morgan takes it down. Passes over to Misty for the foul. Misty will shoot and take two shots. It's 6-8. Goes up first one. It's good. Second one, no good. Ella passes over to Mary. Over to Ella again. Jada for three, no good. Morgan takes it down. Finishes. One more second for the first quarter. Nine, end of the first quarter. Favor of the Eagles. Eagles ball. Catching the pass into Morgan. Morgan takes it down. Moves into then pass and the passes. Jump ball. Black ball. Rookie's ball. Jada will take it down. Passes it out to Rivera. Rivera for three and two. Morgan will take it down. Passes over to Charlotte. Charlotte goes in. Goes up. No good. Rivera with the rebound. She'll take it down. Passes over to Carly. Carly goes up for the floater. Take it down, passes over to Misty. Misty for three. No good. Charlotte passes it into Chelsea for two. That's good. Ella passes it into Jada. Passes over to Carly. Carly passes over to Rivera. Over to T. Tia goes in with it, goes up, and it's good. Precious pass it into Morgan. Morgan takes it down. Morgan passes over to Charlotte in the corner, passes it into Patrick, passes it into Ella with the steal. She takes it down, fast break layup, and it's good. Morgan coming fast on the court. Over to Charlotte, over to Morgan. Morgan thinks about it and it drives in. And a foul called on rookies. passes it out to Morgan. Morgan over to Charlotte. Charlotte takes it in. Foul. Another foul called. Charlotte will be passing it in. Out to Mott, out to Misty for Morgan for a deep three, no good. Sandpoint with a rebound. Morgan thinks about shooting it again. Morgan passes over to Misty. Misty goes up with it. No good. She gets it on rebound. Takes it over. Passes it to Precious. Precious to Charlotte. Right in the corner. Passes over to Misty. Misty cut to Precious. Uh-oh, to Morgan. Mia goes up with it. No good. She goes up with it again and it's good. Jada will take it down. Harley. Passes over to Jada. Over to Rivera. Out to Carly. Over to Jada. Tip out of bounds. King Cole ball. Jada buzzes into Carly. Carly. She passes it to, tries to pass it into T. It almost gets stolen. She still has it. Rivera goes up with it. 13-17. Morgan takes it down. Over to Charlotte. She goes in. Out to Morgan. Oh, out to Misty. Out to Morgan again. She goes in with it. Tries to pass it over, but gets stolen by Ella. She goes down for a fast break layup. Gip passes out to Tia. She's in the corner. Passes all the way over to Rivera. Rivera for a long two. And it's good. Timeout called on Sandpoint. Precious pass it over to Morgan. Morgan takes it down. Passes to Rhea in the corner. Over handoff pass to Precious takes the three. No good. Ella with the rebound. Over to Tia. Seagull passes out to Rivera. Rivera for long two. No good. Morgan passes it to Misty. Passes. shot that goes up with it. No good. King Cove with the rebound. Out to Kari. Over to Jada. Over to Kari. Teal will be shooting two. No good. No good. Mary will be coming in for Jada. Second one goes up. No good. Gets her rebound. Passes it. Out to Jada. Pass it over to Mary. Mary goes off with it. No good. Out to Precious. Precious takes it down. Shot up for three. No good. Off the backboard. Over to Tia. Tia takes it down. Over to Kari. Kari to Mary. Passes it in to Rivera for three. No good. Morgan takes it down. Charlotte. Shot it for the cut, no good. Layup, no good. Mia for the foul. Kari takes it down. Over to Rivera. Rivera takes it to the corner. Foul call on Sandpoint. Oh, timeout called on Sandpoint. In favor of the rookies. The cold ball. Mary packed it up to Tia. Tia to Ella. She goes up with it. No good. Passes a long pass down of Morgan into Charlotte. Charlotte for the layup, and it's good. Mary to Vera and to Ella. Charlotte for three. Morgan takes it down. Over to Kari for another three. Charlotte for the buzzer beater three. No good. 24-15, end of the second quarter.
All right, let me reset that. I think that this is the halftime, but don't quote me. Hold on just a moment. We'll listen to some Steely Dan. I'm out of mind with Steely Dan. We are in the halftime. Your Sandpoint Lady Eagles and Rookies will be coming back in T-minus 6 minutes, 5 minutes, 4 minutes. There you go. Right about there. We will swap over to the mainland and go to King Cove. And that'll happen a little bit after 7. In the meantime, one more. How about Kid Charlemagne?
Candlelight, those San Francisco nights were the best in town. one stopped to stare at your Technicolor motor. Every airframe had your number on the wall. You must have had it all. You go to LA on a dare and you go it alone.
Could you live forever?
Could you see the day? Could you feel your whole world fall apart and fade away?
Get along, get along, get Charlemagne. Get along, get Charlemagne.
Now your patrons have all left you in the red. Your low rent friends are dead. This life can be very strange. All those Dago freaks who used to paint the face, they join the human race. Some things will never change.
Son, you are mistaken.
You are obsolete. Look at all the white men on the street.
Get along. Get along, Kid Charlemagne. Get along, Kid
Steely Dan, and we're going to go to jump to the bubblegum. We got a couple more minutes. 1910 Fruit Gun Company.
Yeah. We have Mia, Charlotte, Misty, Morgan, and Precious in for them. And in for the rookies, we have Tia, Ella, Jada, Cadence, and Rivera. This is the start of the third quarter. Possession is with the Eagles. Inbound pass goes to Charlotte. She runs to the side. Gets Precious at the top. Swinging all the way up to the top to Morgan. Morgan will pass it in to Misty. They'll get Mia driving in for the pass and go there. That one's up and good. Rookies with the ball now. Jada with it. Over to Rivera. Into Jada. They'll pass it back out to Tia. It'll go out of her hands, or they'll get it to Ella. Ella into Tia, cutting in. She gets a smack in the face as she went by. But it's a foul on Mia. It's a foul on the floor. So rookies will take the ball out under their hoop. And that passes to Rivera, up to the top to Jada. Jada trying to get past her defense to find Tia. Tia tries to take it in, dishes it out to Rivera for three. It's no good. Jada with the rebound. She tries to put it back up. Cadence will come out with it. And Morgan will ultimately come out with that one. Rookie or Eagles ball. Morgan to Charlotte, into Misty under the hoop. That one's up and good. 19-24, still in favor of the rookies. Jada will bring it past the half-court line. Jada to Rivera. Nice screen by Tia. They'll get it to Jada. Jada for three. That one's up and in. 27-19, 6:47 left in the third quarter. Morgan brings it past the half-court line. She's looking for an open player. They'll find Precious. Over to Morgan. Oh, she'll try to get it to Misty. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Tia. So, inbound pass by Charlotte goes to Misty. She runs baseline, passes it out to Morgan for three. That one's no good. It's going to go out of bounds. Black ball. Okay. So Jada brings it down once again for the rookies. Gets it over to Rivera. Rivera to Tia. Keeping it around the top. These girls are waiting for something to open underneath. Back to Tia. To Jada. Long pass over to Rivera. She'll run the baseline. Get it to Ella under the hoop. She puts it up and it's good. 10-point lead now for the rookies. 29-19. Just under six left in this quarter. Morgan with the ball. Long pass over to Precious. Precious will take the three. That one's good. So, once again, Jada brings it down for the rookies. In to Ella. Out to Rivera for three. That one's good. Three for three for three for these girls. Going back and forth with their threes. Morgan with the ball. Morgan gets it down to Mia under the hoop. She'll pass it back out to Precious. It takes the three. That one's good. 32-25, still in favor of the rookies. Jada will bring it down. Into Ella, over to Tia. Tia will drive in, pass it out to Jada. Jada for three, no good. Rebound is on the floor. Precious will come out with it.
Precious out to Charlotte. Charlotte looking for somebody, finds Precious. Precious for three again. In and out. Rebound by Tia. Tia to Jada. Oh, they try to get it in to Tia. Out to Rivera. Nice screen. Long pass over to Tia. Tia into Ella. Ella puts it up. No good. Rebound by Tia. She'll draw the foul on that one. I heard a white 2-3 on the arm, on the floor. That's a foul on Miss Stevens. It says it's her first foul. Black ball. Tia will take it out under the hoop. Oh, calling in to sub. Summer coming in for Charlotte. Inbound pass by the rookies. Goes to Rivera. Rivera for three. Off the glass and good. 35-25 in favor of the rookies. Just 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Morgan gets it to Precious. Precious brings it all the way back to the top. Long pass over to Sharp. To Morgan. She'll put up a shot. Oh, no. Let's see. They called the foul on the floor. I'm not sure what that was. There was one call and then it was another. I don't know. Must have been a foul on one of the rookies. Inbound pass by the Eagles. Goes to Morgan. Morgan runs the baseline. She'll put it up and it's good. 27-35 still in favor of the rookies. About 3:30 left in this quarter. Ella with the ball to Tia. Back to Jada, swinging it all the way around to Rivera. Back to Jada, who's cutting in. She'll take the baseline, put up the shot. And it's in and out. She'll get it on rebound, put it back up, and that one's good. Another 10-point lead for the rookies. Morgan brings it down for the Eagles. She's looking for somebody, gets it to Mia. At the high post, gives it back to Morgan. She'll fake a shot and drive, put it up, no good. Rebound by Misty. Over to Morgan. She'll fake a shot and drive again. Puts it up and it's no good again. Misty will come out with the rebound. Gets it to Summer. Wide. Oh, she almost had a wide open three. Called a foul on Jada on that. Second timeout black. So Coach Newton calling a timeout. Just a quick timeout. Still a 10-point lead for the rookies. 37-27. 2:50 left in this quarter. Okay, that buzzer should be calling those girls back in. In for the rookies, we have Jada, Mary, Cadence, Ella, and Tia. And in for the Eagles, we have Morgan, Misty, Summer, Precious, and Mia.
Buffering. Buffering.
I was sailing for 3 days, I headed for England just to make a swinging scene. When my raft got blown up, torpedoed by an Eskimo submarine. I swam for 3 days, I swam for 3 nights.
Hello, I'm Tia. And for the Eagles, we have Morgan, Misty, Summer, Precious, and Mia. Upon the farm,
I told him my hard luck story, and of the raft I was the skipper. He says, I'll hop aboard, I'm gonna take it to shore, I'm the friendly dolphin flipper. Well,
white ball. Eagles take it out under their hoop. Inbound pass goes to Misty. She'll drive, pass it up to Morgan. Morgan will put up the three. It's off the mark. Rebound is going to be... Oh, there you go. Morgan with the ball. She'll take it all the way. It'll be stripped out of her hands, though. Big foul there. Number five, I'm sure. Motion's running high. Okay. Ella, then back to Tia. Ooh, that one's off the glass and good. 41-27, 1:40 left in the third quarter. Morgan with the ball for the Eagles. Over to Precious, down to Misty. Back out to Precious. She'll run the baseline, put up a shot. Draw the foul. I think that's a foul on Tia. 4-0 block with the body. Two shots. That'll put Precious on the line. Hey. Okay. 41-27, 1:27 left in this quarter. Precious is shooting two. First shot is up, and it's off the backboard. And she gets ready for her second. And that is no good. Ella Drew's going to come out with that rebound. She'll get it to Jada. Jada over to Mary. Oh, it's just out of her hands. Goes out of bounds. Eagles ball. Inbound pass by Precious goes to Morgan. Morgan down.